The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA, FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grooms.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Sarah and Vinny's Secret Show Classics. Any great secret really should be told more than once, just like the first time. The Secret Show is not for everyone and should only be enjoyed by those over the age of 18. The Secret Show Classics. Always available at RadioAlice.com.
I got a little secret I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
When were you born?
1991.
Right.
Oh, my God. 1991.
The movie that Hooman was talking to you about, which is also a hit song, was made in 1980.
Well, what was it?
What's 9 to 5. Hooman's going, yeah. I'm like, she wasn't, she never saw that. That movie was like, I was young when that movie came out.
I saw that on TV recently.
Yeah, it's always on.
Yeah.
So good.
It's so old, though. I'm sure if she looked at it, she'd be like, this is olden days.
It's stupid, huh?
It's practically black and might as well be black and white.
Whatever. I'll watch it. Maybe I'll look it up this weekend.
You should. It's really funny. It's really, really funny.
I'll do it. I'll do it.
You know, I always like
the coffee is brewing.
Dabney Coleman. Is that the guy?
Yeah. I used to sing that song in my room all the time. I played that record.
Yeah.
You know what a record is?
Yes. Do you though, really? God.
All right.
I mean, she's never. That's so crazy. 91. I was living with John already. I mean, I was already fully grown. I was older than she is.
Well,
I'm 100,000 years old.
I don't think much of it. But it is interesting when you have those sort of standout moments, like a movie that she just wouldn't know about unless she was really a Dolly Parton fan and not faking it.
You can be a real fan and just really enjoy the person and not know all their songs. And
yeah.
You know, I mean, she didn't know any of the songs.
Zero.
But she knows who Dolly is. You see Dolly places. Like, Dolly's around. Dolly's out there.
Dolly's one of the most important people in the world right now.
Yes, Hooman. Yeah. Dolly is one of the most important people in the world.
Yeah, why
right
are we
now
arguing about this? I agree.
Yeah.
Second to the Dalai Lama.
Yeah.
Right.
Least, there's Dolly Parton, Dalai Lama.
Yeah.
Dolly Madison.
The sheep.
Dolly the sheep. Hello, Dolly. Any other Dollies?
Do you say Dolly the sheep?
Yeah.
The Dolly you used to carry your boxes.
Dolly Madison.
I said Dolly Madison.
Oh, sorry. Oh, yeah. I'm over here typing it.
Do we know if banged a virgin yet? Do we have any confirmation?
He was going to call us this morning.
Oh.
Is this something ringing?
Anything.
He was supposed to call.
There's a couple lines that went off and on. I don't know what's going on. Oh, is there today? No?
No.
No, he's not.
That's his name?
Yeah.
He sits right next to us and does the
He's famous,
show.
Hooman.
Very famous.
There's a Dolly Buster. You know Dolly Buster?
No.
No.
It's okay. You don't have to look up famous Dolly.
Too late. We're doing it.
Okay, who else? That's it?
No, there's a ton. I've never. Dolly Hopkins.
Oh.
Dolly Ann.
No.
Dolly.
No.
There's a Dolly Dollar.
Okay, we've done that.
All right, Sarah and Vinny's Secret Show 4.
Leave all that in, Bryn.
No, you can cut it off. You can start it right here.
That was kind of funny. Sorry. We'll leave it in.
Sarah and Vinny's Secret Show for Friday.
Shut.
You know, if she doesn't hear it, she can't get the rhythm.
Me?
It's shot, yeah. Shot, 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 shot.
I don't give a shit about your rhythm.
Give a shit about our rhythm.
Happy Friday.
Oh, that was it.
See? See?
I effed up too.
Jesus.
Sarah, Vinny, and Hooman in here. I guess Bryn's on his way down. Ayuzi is producing. And I know here. Is that it?
Yep.
Yeah.
We need interns.
Yeah, we do need some interns. We
so need interns. It's lagging this year.
Yeah, nobody wants to get up and work for free at 5 in the morning.
Well, this is the summer season, right? I mean, it's harder.
But, Vinny, that's correct. And school hasn't yet started, so people don't know their classes. And classes are really screwed up right now, right, guys?
Yeah, it's, I don't know. State system is just loves to screw us
even
over.
You see, I mean, a lot of classes are being taken away. All kinds of stuff is going on, so I totally understand. But I need people.
Were you screwed at all this year? Have you been screwed?
Well, yeah. I mean, I've gotten, like, I've needed some classes that just completely are completely booked and not available. And you go and you sit on the floor in the first day just with the hopes that the teacher will take you. And then you sit
there. Well, sometimes I used to crash classes where I'd wait 3 weeks and, you know, people would drop off until you got added to the roster. Right.
But then, you know, hopefully it's before the date. The last day before
switching is available.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's
right.
So much dedication for maybe not getting in.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, you can be trying for another class.
Exactly.
Did you graduate? You did. Yeah, she just graduated.
Good for you.
What degree did you get? What's going on with you?
Mic over.
Yeah, talk.
Hey.
So soft spoken.
No.
She is?
We need to hear you on
that. She's not soft spoken. She's very chatty.
Well, she is chatty, but it's still soft.
You know nothing about me.
You haven't seen a dark side of me. She actually said a phrase upstairs that I was like, oh my God.
What did I say?
She said, blowjob?
Yeah.
Love kisses.
She said blowjob.
You know, they're not children.
I know.
They're college kids.
But they've done my children.
No, they've done lots of stuff, I'm sure.
Don't say that.
Hey,
yeah.
You want to talk about your research?
No.
Are you sure about that?
About what?
What?
About what? What? What?
Say. Tell everyone.
Oh, I don't have anything to say. Like what?
What we were talking about this morning at 5 a.m. How you recently...
It's kind of racist. So.
No, it's not racist. I was just going to...
I don't want to stereotype.
She's recently single.
And what does that mean?
Why, because she doesn't...
That's it.
I don't know what the racist thing is.
I'm going to just say this. I don't think that it's a racist thing. I think it's a difference of cultures.
What is it?
No, I was complaining about... Can we edit this part out?
Yes, we can. If we decide.
Middle Eastern's culture.
What's wrong with that? Yeah. Best culture
they
in the
are
world.
So, like, the boys are, you know, for example, Hooman, they're like mummy's boys. And then...
That's
yeah, they're
sure.
very
because your boyfriend that you just broke up with is Persian, Iranian.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, so you
and
know.
He's a super mama's boy.
Were you dating Hooman?
No, she was dating a Persian boy.
We never had sex for 2 years. Me and Hooman. No,
you and this guy. What was his name? We'll edit it out.
It's so you have to edit this.
That's a really traditional Persian name.
Yeah, it's a king's name.
Oh,
so it's very traditional.
Yeah.
He's like 35
he made sure
years
to
old,
let you know that.
And
huh?
he's always yeah, talking right. about his mom. Mm.
35 and always
35.
Yeah, that's like
he's divorced.
Oh.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder why.
Was he married to a Persian girl?
What?
Was he married to a
Persian?
Yeah,
of course, with like fake blonde highlights and See, this is where it gets really racist.
No, that's okay.
That's not racist at all.
Go ahead and vent, since we're not going to air any of this. Go ahead and say whatever
you
want. You're
a woman. Chime in. You know this.
You're allowed to piss and moan about an old boyfriend without it being racist. You dated him. I mean, if you were racist, you wouldn't have dated him.
You know what the problem is? The problem is, apparently, this guy didn't treat you well. You sat there and you took it for a long time.
How long? 2 years, you saying?
And there's a lot of resentment. How much resentment is there?
How old are you?
I'm still friends. I'm 23, almost.
Wow, so this 33-year-old at the time guy starts dating a 21-year-old?
I wasn't even 21. Can I sue this guy?
No, you can't. You were of legal age. I'm just saying. You know?
Ridiculous. Can I sue this guy?
It's America. You can sue anybody you want.
I'm joking. Yeah.
That's funny, though.
You turkey.
Is he super dirty? You're dirty. She's so. She seems so
I'm
sweet
really
and nice.
Dirty.
She's
no, I'm
dirty.
Really dirty.
So,
yeah.
You are dirty. I don't believe that at all.
She's let a couple things slip to me that I was like, you're fucking dirty.
Like, really?
Yeah.
Like what? Give us one, since it's all deleted.
Well, oh my God. Right at the very beginning when she first came in and we talked to her and she was, what was
oh,
the thing?
Picture thing.
Right, she had all those dirty pictures on her phone.
I was going to show you, but then you guys never asked for it.
Well,
so
get in here and let us out.
No, I already deleted them.
What? Well,
whose dirty pictures were they?
Her dirty pictures.
Wow.
We were talking about sexing. She said she had some stuff. But then there was some other stuff, some stuff that you had done or you might have been off the air.
Really?
Yeah.
Not for air.
Like, I don't know, something. You guys,
so all those naked pictures you took, you'd sent to...
Are we not gonna? This is not gonna be aired.
No, this is gonna be aired.
We're gonna cut.
We'll edit.
Oh, really?
I'll edit in and out of it.
Yeah, but some of it's staying.
Yeah,
it's good.
Well, because was actually asking me the other day, like, if this guy is so shitty, why would you still be with him? So I was telling her, you know, I'm not that stupid. I won't just like, you know, hang myself on a single tree. Mm-hmm. You know, you gotta spread it out.
Oh, so you're cheating on him then?
No, I wouldn't put it that way.
That's what it
That's
is.
That's too extreme.
But how would you put it?
No, like when we're off, it's on and off every single week. It's worse than Brynn. So when we're off.
It's worse than Brynn. Wow.
You know?
So you're out to other this guy people. Now. You got to just get cut that out of your
so
life.
So what you're saying is those pictures were not for Mazatlan. They were for this other guy.
They were for Ali, Oaxaca. Reza, Mohammed.
Oh, you're dating only Persian
Ali,
guys?
Ali, Reza, and Mohammed? You only date Persian guys?
Are you one of those girls that only dates Persian guys?
No, I'm not.
You sure about that?
No, I'm like...
I thought
I'm
it was only black guys that could get a girl to fully commit to just black guys.
No, there are some Persian dudes that get... There are some girls that only
Only
date
Persians.
Yeah.
Huh.
What's the attraction? What's the draw?
Because we know
what's
what it is
thing?
With the black guy.
Yeah, we do.
Well, mythically speaking.
No, we know. We all know. No one will admit it, but we all know.
Hold on. Let me ask you a question. The guy that is your booty call right now, when you're off with Mazatlan.
Dirty girl.
What nationality is he?
It's plural.
Okay, what nationality are they?
Yeah, give us a couple of them.
United Nations.
Oh, you dirty girl. I love you.
You whore.
No, whore.
I'm almost done here, and she's more weak. So who cares?
All right.
Who cares?
What nationalities?
Yes.
Yeah. They're all white, and yeah.
All right.
Okay.
They're all white and yeah. Okay.
What are the ages?
So those pictures, though, that you had taken, those didn't go to Mazatlan. They went to one of the other boys that you've
they
got.
Maybe more than one of the boys.
The other boys that are on your tree or that you're on their tree or however you worded
She's
that.
She's swinging through the forest. She's yeah. climbing.
You know, they would go to the people who would appreciate them.
And when you take nude pictures, are they just of your boobs or are these full on nudie shots?
You know, it's very technical. It's
technical.
You know, it's not like you haven't done this.
Right. No, I got pictures of all different parts of me.
Yeah, like that. Yeah. Not like full on, but like specific parts. It's, you know.
Right. You're saying not a full, but like
request.
Neck down body shot. He's saying, show me your ass crack and you take a picture of that.
Yeah.
You are so dirty.
Wow. Hey, look at you go.
What are the,
so cute. Oh she's like, she's so cute.
She's turning pink.
She is.
What are the age ranges of, what's the oldest guy you've ever?
I love older guys.
Like, what's the oldest you've ever hooked up with? Radio.com.
I don't know.
Yeah, you do.
30s, 40s.
40s or 50s?
No, 40s.
Like 49?
Not that old.
Okay.
That's older than dirt, Hooman. Oh, even dirty girls won't bang dirt.
Right.
Hey, can you ever hook up with another chick?
Oh, that I have never done.
How about a kiss?
No, not that.
Are you totally anti that?
No, I'm not. I'm just...
It just hasn't happened.
I'm very...
How do you get through college and not kiss another girl?
Conservative.
You are not!
You just got done telling us all kinds of stuff that is the opposite of conservative.
Yeah. Well, I would... No. I'm not against it.
You're not against it.
They were all girls against it.
I have a feeling this is going to stay in.
Yeah,
and get
it's all going to stay in.
You ever hook up? Some of it will, yes, dear. Would you hook up with two boys at the same time?
Yeah, why not? It's not like, you know, against the law. It's nothing. I wouldn't like have sex in a kitchen at somebody else's house.
Why not?
Why not in public?
Why do you draw the line at a kitchen?
Wait a minute. You'll do two boys at once, but you won't have sex at someone else's kitchen?
Well, there might be salmonella on the countertop.
It's a conversation that the girls were having in the office.
Oh, is
telling a story, and we were all laughing.
We would love to hear story.
Well, okay.
So
I was in Santa Barbara.
Yeah.
I was in Santa Barbara for Halloween last year, and it was just like slut central over there. They were just running the streets wild, and I went into some party with a bunch of my friends, and it was just some random dude's house. We just walked in. We had no idea whose house it was or anything, and then one of the girls that we came with that I just met that night, she was friends with another friend. I go in the kitchen and she was giving some dude a blowjob in the kitchen. Some random dude she just met. And I was like, okay.
Were there lots of people around?
Yeah, it was like a party. I was just like, dirty. God, like it's some girl's house in Santa Barbara. It was like some like frat type of house.
Let me ask you a question. Do girls like giving them so much that they're willing to do that and not get anything in return?
You know, sometimes when we have mad skills, we do like to impress people with that. Like, if
is
I
that
know,
what it is,
I,
though?
It might be. That's what I'm thinking it is. Because a girl doesn't, like, necessarily... We don't, like, walk around going, geez, you know, God, I just really want to blow someone.
Right.
Like, it just doesn't work like that. But if a guy is super cute and you're kind of flirting and stuff, and you're like, dude, I have mad skills. What? Watch this. And I don't know why you would do that. She's obviously probably
pretty
drunk.
Or you're just drunk. I mean,
yeah,
come
you're
on.
Drunk.
You're just drunk.
What's the worst thing you ever did?
Yeah.
Define worse.
Yeah, well, what does that mean?
Yeah.
If we're talking about...
Did you do all of New England in your 20s?
No, because I just started my 20s.
Okay.
She's busy working through California.
Well, Sarah, didn't you finish... You retired at 22, didn't you?
I retired at 20.
Oh.
Yeah, my big year was 1988, I think, from my whole 19th year and part of my 18th year.
There you go.
I went a little crazy. So wait, so here's my question. Back to, I can't believe this girl was given a BJ in a kitchen in a party full of strangers. What's the worst thing you've ever done? Like put something on that scale. Like the furthest I would ever go is, and then we'll hear from
what about that threesome?
That threesome?
You like had a threesome?
You know. No.
What about girls? You ever make out with a girl?
I've kissed a girl, and never like hooked up.
Oh, really?
Like full? No, no.
Are you with though? That two boys at once sounds great.
I mean, no. Doesn't sound like the best thing in the world, but I'm not opposed.
Wow, girls these days are so
not opposed.
They're so not opposed to stuff.
Open-minded, I'd like to call it.
If someone was banging me in the face and the butt at once, I would have a problem with
why
it.
Why is it got to be the butt?
Well, because I don't have a vagina.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
Where else are they going to put it?
Care about that?
But if it's two chicks, one's riding you and one's sitting on your face.
Well, that's
that.
Totally different. I'm saying
that's different.
That's art, everyone.
Being hammered, like, from both sides of your humanness would be just
fun.
So weird.
Hey,
I could see that.
Who in Hollywood do you find
attractive?
Of course
attractive? You
can. Who in Hollywood do I find attractive? I mean, there are so many.
Well,
I mean,
give us two.
Who's like your number one and two?
Okay, well, you guys are going to make fun of me.
Of course we will.
I am in love with Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
there's nothing to be.
That's good.
Awesome. He's great.
I think he's just freaking adorable.
You could get him. You should go down to
yeah.
Casey's freaking smoking hot.
What would you
both
have a,
the girls
would
are.
You yeah. have a one night stand with him?
Yes, any day, any time.
would you give him a BJ at a party in the kitchen
if he asked for it?
Maybe for Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Things might be a little different. Uh-huh. Yeah.
And then who else?
I don't know. He's not really in Hollywood, but Ryan Lochte is good looking.
You know what? Yeah. He's kind of douchey, though.
Oh,
I
totally
don't like
him. Seems like
such
a douche.
Such a muscle head. I'm not crazy about that.
I'm not usually into muscles like that, but he's been all over, and, you know, his picture keeps coming up, and I'm just like, okay, I don't mind.
Someone wrote in today that he looks like Paul Newman when Paul Newman was young.
I would go with that. He's very, very handsome, but he just doesn't seem like a super sharp tack.
So, ever, Paul Newman was, in his day, wasn't he the hottest guy of all?
Yeah.
Naughty thing you've done that you would like to share with us right now. Go ahead.
That I would like to share.
Is Paul Newman dead?
Yeah,
yeah,
he died.
He died.
That you must share.
Right. What's the thing you don't want to tell us? Yeah. Go.
Oh. Well, I don't want to tell you.
So
stop
tell us.
Stop humming and hawing.
All right. Well, I guess I've hooked up with a guy who has a girlfriend, and I always feel bad after that, but...
Don't feel too
You've
bad.
You've done it multiple times, or...?
His fault.
No.
Is he a guy
just
that's...
the one time?
Is he a go-to? Is he a regular? That soft spy?
Did you trick him into it?
No.
Then don't feel bad.
Definitely.
He's a girlfriend,
he's
his
a regular.
Problem.
He's a regular. He swings by often.
Oh, do you have a booty call that you can...
Yeah, it's this guy.
Sounds like it's this guy. This is the guy.
How old is he?
Maybe.
How old is he?
22. Oh. Three, maybe?
Do you know his girlfriend?
Yeah.
Ooh, crunch.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's not good.
She doesn't live here, though.
Are you friends with her?
No.
It doesn't matter. Girls don't have a code like boys do.
Yeah, girls.
Yeah, we do.
No, you don't.
No, we do.
We do.
We do.
What?
Some of us break it. I've broken it.
But she's not my friend, so I don't really feel bad.
Yeah.
Like, I would never do that to a friend.
Mm-hmm. Would you want to be this guy's girlfriend?
No.
Because he'd cheat on you, too?
No. Yeah. I don't know. I mean.
Is he good in bed? So it's not even worth it?
I know. If it's not worth it, what are you doing?
Yeah, I know.
Get away from that.
Okay.
Yeah, find someone good.
I know.
Go
I know.
To Hollywood
and
get
I know.
Jason Gordon Justice Levitt.
Well, you guys got to help me
What's
get him. Joseph Gordon Levitt.
That's him.
Yeah. All right. We got to get something going.
Yeah,
with
if
that.
He ever comes in studio.
Yeah, let's
we'll
put a call into his people.
I also love Buster Posey and Brandon Crawford. Is
Buster's
another.
A good one.
And you need to go hang out in the marina.
Yeah, I know. Hang out at Bar
Who's
None
that
all
other
day.
Cute giant? The one, the...
Tim Lincecum.
That's him. I love him.
Really?
He wears bow ties, and I love that.
Oh boy.
Who's your celebrity go-tos? Who do you want to do in Hollywood?
I think he's gay. I'm not sure. The guy from Prison Break.
Oh my God, my Wentworth kid Miller. Loves that show. Wentworth Miller?
Wentworth is
Is he
so
gay
hot.
In real
he
life?
He is gay. He's gay.
You can like
no,
his character.
That kind of type, you know.
So, like, bald?
Yeah, with hella tattoos and buff.
You like bad boys?
Muscular.
Yeah.
Just like push you, throw into bed.
So you're into Vinny, big, strong, bald guy with covered
up push
you
around.
Jesse Pinkman.
Who's that?
From Breaking Bad.
I love him. Oh my God, I forgot about him.
Are you talking about the drug dealer guy?
Yes.
He's actually weirdly attractive.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. The Breaking Bad guy, though, man, he looks bad. You know he's got cancer, so.
Brian
and Ryan Gosling.
Yeah. Oh, Ryan Gosling's cute.
Yeah, he's pretty hot.
Yeah. Let's put calls into these people's people.
Okay, right on that. Let me get my people. Oh, look, the interns are my people.
So, I asked you, what are you doing tonight? You're like, I'm just sitting home watching TV. You've got company, right?
No, by myself.
Oh, that's it?
Really? A Friday night, a 23-year-old chick is going to be sitting home alone by herself watching
TV?
Yeah,
I'm very conservative.
You don't talk about that kind of,
taking pictures of her butt crack to send to random people.
Not my butt crack.
I'm going to watch TV because he wants to see it lit up by TV.
I'm sorry. Not the butt crack.
No,
the butt dot in the middle.
No, you have butt cheeks to cover up your butt crack.
You don't do the bend over pull apart?
Oh, maybe you should. Maybe I should learn this from you.
You know, I got to tell you guys something. I'd sort of struggled with taking a few pictures with my iPhone. Do you have an iPhone?
No.
Oh, darn it. Will your phone take video?
Yeah.
Can you screen capture?
No. BlackBerry. No. Mm. Doesn't do anything.
Because that's what you need to do.
You take a video and you do whatever you want, and then you just screen capture the stuff that you.
No. Why don't you just send the video?
Well, you could do that, too, but sometimes, you know, if you want to just get a few shots, like you go for a long time, and then there's one where your stomach doesn't look so good, or, you know, you got a little cellulite showing on your leg,
In the video, the phone falls over, you fall over.
Exactly. You just go back and capture the moments.
Right.
Yeah. That's good advice.
You start coughing. You have a coughing fit.
Right.
You have to breathe and let out your stomach.
Yeah. Well, I have been sexing for over a year now.
Uh-huh.
Since Anthony Wiener put his underwear modeling days on Twitter.
All right, let's do an email so we can. There's going to be a lot of editing going on today. Yeah, that too.
Nah, there's not going to be that much. You just have to take out a couple of
names.
Couple names. But yeah, you got to leave. You guys, you know what?
Come on.
You're rock stars.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're rock stars.
You finally stepped
up. You totally were
being dirty.
You're modern dirty girls. Modern dirty girls.
Especially you.
Are we best friends now?
Yep.
We're getting there.
Well, you're not even having sex. We don't have anything in common.
What just happened?
Rockstars. Don't clap for that, Mike.
Rockstars. Don't listen to Hooman. Please.
You keep clapping right now.
Why don't you come in and be an intern for us? Find out about your butt dot too. Okay, this is from... Just listen to the 8:13 Secret Show. That would be Monday? Mm-hmm. What's
is it? Yes. Today's the 16th?
8:13 was Monday.
Today's the 17th.
Oh, all right. Yep. Did I even say today's the 17th? It's Friday. August 17th, 2012.
I swear, this week was like a blink.
I know. Blink. I don't know what happened. Zip. Just listen to the 8:13 Secret Show. This guy makes a great point.
Oh, let's hear it.
I wanted to comment on Vinny's St. Francis Day.
Tell him no.
Well, just sorry. Kidding. Let's hear it. Go ahead. Because it has nothing to do with me.
Start from the top. Sorry.
I wanted to comment on Vinny's St. Francis Day, sans his special bedding. Just wanted to point out, bringing your own bedding, then returning home with it probably more than quadruples his likelihood of bringing bed bugs home with him if the hotel had said bed bugs. Just pointing out the obvious.
What is this St. Francis thing?
Remember, he meant the other place that you stayed.
He means the Fairmont.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I didn't bring anything.
Right. That's what we're saying. But he's saying it's good that you didn't, because if they had had bed bugs, your chance of bringing them back to your house would be quadrupled if you brought your own bedding.
Bad blanket back with
me. He's actually got an incredibly obvious point.
You know what's so funny is that the Fairmont was so great, and we had such a killer view, and it was beautiful, and the bedding is all white, and everything was clean, and please believe I checked everything over completely. And yet still, as I was getting into bed, I'm looking at that pillow and I'm like, and I'm staring at it, and my chick's already in bed waiting, like, get in here, you know, we're gonna do stuff, come on. And I'm looking at the pillow and I'm like looking at my bag, and I pull out a sweatshirt and I throw it over the pillow
to make sure to get any bed bugs that are there into your sweatshirt to bring
home.
I just
can't do it. I can't let go. Sorry, that pillow has had too many different humans laying on it.
It just doesn't matter. We're all here living in our own filth. You've got to let it go.
I can't.
You listen, just in here.
I would rather lay in actual dirt than lay on that pillow.
You're in actual dirt. You're surrounded by it. In this room, us all breathing in and breathing out. There's no, what do you think?
Do you see that field across the way made of dirt?
Yeah, that's
I would rather sleep in that dirt field than
you're breathing the same. You have breathed in and out the same things I've been breathing in and out since we got
in
here.
It's
all
not
these kids
that
in here. We're all.
Don't you understand? When people go to hotels, no one in particular, just when they go to hotels, they're like, "This stuff's not mine. I am gonna put my dirty butt right on this pillow, so I can laugh as the next person puts their face on it." I know.
Why would they laugh? They're not even going to know. Nobody does that, Vinny. It's all in your imagination.
Haven't you heard the story about the guy that robbed your house and took a picture with your toothbrush in his butthole?
Yes, I've heard that story. That's your house. We're talking about a hotel where all the sheets got changed, or a hotel where you brought your own bedding and laid it down over the bed bugs and took them home with you.
Anyway,
I'm just saying.
I can't take it anymore.
That guy makes a great point.
I've heard enough.
A really good point.
Why is there?
What is that?
I don't know what's happening with the phone.
I don't know why it's randomly doing that.
Is that
you
my?
Gotta hang it up on
is that
your
my
side.
Phone?
I think
there's
a
nothing
sign
to hang up.
I think that's a sign from above.
Oh, are we done?
Yeah.
Oh no,
one more.
Hold on.
Come on.
I actually teased this earlier today. We were talking about the 50 Shades of Grey book.
Oh yeah.
Last week, my husband and I took our kids to visit my 70-year-old parents. They're retired, but they're still pretty active. The kids are running around the house, and they took a book off my mother's bedside table. I was totally weirded out by what she was reading. 50 Shades of Grey. The worst part was later in the week when she recommended I read it too because it, quote, really spices up your sex life. I'm sorry, really spices up your love life. The absolute last thing I want to think about is my parents doing it. But thinking about them doing kinky stuff is even worse. Do any people out there over 60 enjoy 50 Shades of Grey? Is it gross that my 70-year-old parents still get it on? It's from it's totally gross.
And yet, they not only should read those books, but they should sext each other and more.
Sure.
Anything to get a little spark back in that.
Right. Why does 70 have to be a sex life death sentence?
I wonder how you continue to do the same person into your 70s after all those years.
Because no one else will have you at that point.
No, I just mean to actually keep it, you know, fun and not have it be
worth doing.
This is what we do because we feel like obligated to do this.
I'm sure there is some obligation involved as well, but you know, you just have to find ways to keep it fun for both of you.
Tell your mom to send a spread eagle photo to your dad. He'll love it.
Yeah, why don't you give your mom some suggestions? Although moms, they just, for some reason, when your kids say it, it doesn't bother you. It's when your mom and dad say it, it bothers the kids.
Yeah.
So
tell your dad next time he's got a boner to take a picture of it and send it to your mom.
Maybe the next time he has a boner, it's because he took Viagra and he's already with your mom. You know, I mean, are 70-year-old guys walking around with boners all the time? Maybe they are. I don't know. I guess that would be if they have normal testosterone levels.
Sure.
I don't know how it works down there.
You'll know soon enough.
Yes, I will. I'm only a few years away from that.
With your readers.
Yeah, I know. You know what the bad thing is? I keep forgetting to take them off.
She rips them off her face.
Well, I don't even have anything in front of me to read. They're just sitting on my face. It's a great place to sit. Goodbye, everybody. It's Friday.
Have a good weekend.
We're out of here.
See you Monday.